Welcome to Memorial Stadium in Baltimore, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Baltimore Orioles. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Wade Boggs. Batting second. The second baseman, Marty Barrett. Batting third. The first baseman, Bill Buckner. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Jim Rice. Batting fifth. The DH, Don Baylor. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Dwight Evans. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Tony Armas. Batting eighth. The catcher, Mark Sullivan. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Spike Owen. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Tom Seaver. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, John Shelby. Batting second. The right fielder, Lee Lacy. Batting third. The shortstop, Cal Ripken. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Eddie Murray. Batting fifth. The DH, Larry Sheets. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Jim Traber. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Floyd Rayford. Batting eighth. The catcher, Rick Dempsey. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Ricky Jones. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Mike Flanagan. And now, play ball. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Marty Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett bunts towards first. Murray scoops it up and throws to first, with Jones covering, for the out. Boggs moves to second. One out. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Jones scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Boggs moves to third. Two outs. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Jones scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. John Shelby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shelby hits a fly ball into center field. Armas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lee Lacy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lacy hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Armas. Lacy reaches second base with a double. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken takes first base on ball four. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray hits a fly ball into left field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry Sheets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheets hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Armas. Sheets reaches second base with a double. Lacy scores. Ripken moves to third. It's 1-0, Orioles. Jim Traber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Traber hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Seaver fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor hits a fly ball into center field. Shelby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans takes first base on ball four. Tony Armas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Armas hits a fly ball into center field. Shelby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mark Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan hits a fly ball into right field. Lacey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Floyd Rayford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rayford takes first base on ball 4. Rick Dempsey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dempsey bunts towards the mound. Seaver fields it and throws to first for the out. Rayford moves to second. One out. Ricky Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones strikes out. Two outs. John Shelby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shelby is 0 for 1 in the game. Shelby hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boggs fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Spike Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen hits a ball on the ground towards first. Murray scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Owen for the out. One out. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Boggs hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Shelby. Boggs reaches second base with a double. Marty Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 0 for 0 in the game. Barrett hits a fly ball into right field. Lacey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner is 0 for 1 in the game. Buckner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Jones scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Lee Lacey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lacey is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Lacey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Barrett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Ripken hits a ball on the ground towards short. Owen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 0 for 1 in the game. Murray hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Barrett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0 for 1 in the game. Rice takes first base on ball 4. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 0 for 1 in the game. Baylor hits a fly ball into left field. Traver settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Evans hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 2-1, Red Sox. Tony Armas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Armas is 0 for 1 in the game. Armas hits a fly ball into center field. Shelby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mark Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0 for 1 in the game. Sullivan hits a pop-up towards first. Murray settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Larry Sheets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheets is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Sheets hits a fly ball into center field. Armas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Traber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Traber is 0-for-1 in the game. Traber hits a fly ball into center field. Armas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Floyd Rayford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rayford is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Rayford takes first base on ball 4. Rick Dempsey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dempsey is 0-for-0 in the game. Dempsey strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Orioles 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Spike Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen is 0-for-1 in the game. Owen hits a fly ball into right field. Lacey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Boggs hits a ball on the ground towards first. Murray scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Boggs for the out. Two outs. Marty Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 0-for-1 in the game. Barrett hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Shelby who is chasing the ball. Barrett reaches third base with a triple. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner is 0-for-2 in the game. Buckner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Jones scoops it up and throws to first, with Flanagan covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Ricky Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0-for-1 in the game. Jones hits a fly ball into left field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Shelby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shelby is 0-for-2 in the game. Shelby hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Barrett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lee Lacey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lacey is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Lacey hits a fly ball into left field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Orioles 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Rice hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-1, Red Sox. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 0-for-2 in the game. Baylor hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Evans strikes out. One out. Tony Armas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Armas is 0-for-2 in the game. Armas strikes out. Two outs. Mark Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Baylor moves to second. Mark Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0-for-2 in the game. Sullivan takes first base on ball 4. Spike Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen is 0-for-2 in the game. Owen hits a fly ball into left field. Traber settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Ripken strikes out. One out. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 0 for 2 in the game. Murray hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Larry Sheets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheets is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Sheets strikes out. Two outs. Jim Traber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Traber is 0 for 2 in the game. Traber hits a pop-up towards short. Owen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Orioles 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Boggs hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Marty Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. Barrett bunts towards first. Murray scoops it up and throws to first, with Jones covering, for the out. Boggs moves to second. One out. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner is 0 for 3 in the game. Buckner hits a ball on the ground towards first. Murray scoops it up and throws to first, with Flanagan covering, for the out. Boggs moves to third. Two outs. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Rice takes first base on ball 4. Odell Jones now pitching. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Baylor hits a pop-up towards short. Ripken settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Floyd Rayford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rayford is 0 for 0 in the game. With two walks. Rayford hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boggs fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Rick Dempsey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dempsey is 0 for 1 in the game. Dempsey hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boggs fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mike Young pinch hits for Ricky Jones. Mike Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Orioles 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jackie Gutierrez now playing second base. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Evans hits a fly ball into left field. Traber settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Armas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Armas is 0 for 3 in the game. Armas hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rayford fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mark Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Sullivan hits a fly ball into center field. Shelby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. John Shelby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shelby is 0 for 3 in the game. Shelby hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Barrett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lee Lacy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lacy is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Lacy hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Ripken hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boggs fields it and throws to first for the out. Lacy moves to second. Two outs. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Murray strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Orioles 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Spike Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen is 0-for-3 in the game. Owen takes first base on ball 4. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Owen. The throw from Dempsey and he is safe. Owen steals second. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs is 3-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. Boggs takes first base on ball 4. Marty Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. Barrett hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rayford fields it and throws to first for the out. Owen moves to third. Boggs moves to second. One out. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner is 0-for-4 in the game. Buckner is walked intentionally. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and 2 walks. He's got 1 RBI. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Larry Sheets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheets is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Sheets hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jim Traber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Traber is 0-for-3 in the game. Traber hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Sheets moves to second. Calvin Schiraldi now pitching. Jim Dwyer pinch hits for Floyd Rayford. Jim Dwyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dwyer strikes out. One out. John Stefiro pinch hits for Rick Dempsey. John Stefiro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stefiro takes first base on ball 4. Sheets moves to third. Traber moves to second. Juan Beniquez pinch hits for Jackie Gutierrez. Juan Beniquez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beniquez hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Sheets scores. Traber scores. Stefiro moves to second. It's Red Sox, 3, Orioles, 3. John Shelby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shelby is 0-for-4 in the game. Shelby hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Barrett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Stefiro moves to third. Beniquez moves to second. Two outs. Lee Lacy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lacy is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Lacy hits a fly ball into center field. Arma settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Orioles 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Juan Bonilla now playing second base. Jim Dwyer now playing right field. John Stefiro now catching. Juan Beniquez now playing third base. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Baylor hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Don Oss now pitching. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Evans hits a pop-up towards first. Murray settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Henderson pinch hits for Tony Armas. Dave Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson hits a fly ball into right field. Dwyer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rich Gedman pinch hits for Mark Sullivan. Rich Gedman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gedman hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Shelby. Gedman reaches second base with a double. Baylor moves to third. Mike Greenwell pinch hits for Spike Owen. Mike Greenwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenwell strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Orioles 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Dave Henderson now playing center field. Rich Gedman now catching. Ed Romero now playing shortstop. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Ripken strikes out. One out. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Murray hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Schiraldi fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Larry Sheets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheets is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Sheets strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Orioles 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs is 3-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles, a double, and a walk. Boggs hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Marty Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Stefero for a passed ball. Boggs moves to second. Marty Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. Barrett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Boggs moves to third. One out. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner is 0-for-4 in the game. With a walk. Buckner hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Shelby. Buckner reaches second base with a double. Boggs scores. It's 4-3, Red Sox. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run and 2 walks. He's got 1 RBI. Rice takes first base on ball 4. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 2-for-5 in the game, with 2 singles. Baylor hits a pop-up towards third. Beniquez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Evans hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Shelby. Evans reaches second base with a double. Buckner scores. Rice goes all the way around to score. It's 6-3, Red Sox. Dave Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 0-for-1 in the game. Henderson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Evans moves to third. Rich Gedman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gedman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Gedman hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 9-3, Red Sox. Ed Romero is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romero takes first base on ball 4. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Romero moves to second. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs is 4-for-5 in the game, with 3 singles, a double, and a walk. Boggs hits a ball on the ground towards first. Murray scoops it up and throws to first, with Oz covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the Red Sox 9, and the Orioles 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Kevin Romine now playing right field. Jim Traver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Traver is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Traver hits a fly ball into center field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Dwyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dwyer is 0-for-1 in the game. Dwyer hits a ball on the ground towards first. Buckner scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Dwyer for the out. Two outs. John Stefero is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stefero is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Stefero hits a pop-up towards third. Boggs settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 9, and Baltimore Orioles, 3. Goodbye from Memorial Stadium in Baltimore.